Let's go out to dinner and see a movie.
It's Friday, and on The Takeaway, that means we talk about movies. And in honor of Mother's Day, today we're going to look back at our favorite on-screen moms, from the fierce to the nurturing to the lullaby singing and the dinner burning. We love them, we hate them, we've enjoyed them on screen for as long as we've enjoyed movies. And of course, we'll also be embarking on some mom-related movie trivia at the end of the segment, inspired by Molly Ringwald. So Todd, you and I have both seen a lot of movies. When I say movie mom, who do you think of?
I think the first one, obviously, Nathan Lane in Birdcage. I mean, come on, one of the best movie moms, I think out there, right?
That's think about actually kind of true. Yeah,
I think Nathan Lane. And the second one for me is the alien from Alien. I mean, that's a fierce mom.
Really?
That is a fierce mom. I mean, look at the way she fights for her young.
Alien.
Alien. Movie mom.
Okay. That's our own Todd Zwillick.
Because you know how right I am.
No comment there, Todd. Rafe, we have Rafer Guzman with his Newsday film critic, lover of movie moms, of course. And Emily Rams joins us again, of Bust Magazine. She has her own favorite movie moms. We asked both you and Rafer who your favorite movie moms were, and here was your first choice.
And the showbiz offers are pouring in. Tonight we have an audition. And honey, this is only the beginning. Stick with me and we'll claw our way to the top.
That is Divine in the movie Hairspray. Emily.
Yes.
Why Divine?
Oh, she was just so great. She was just this very earthy but super enthusiastic mom. She was the fantasy parent for plus-size teens with dreams everywhere in 1988. She was just so perfect.
Well, that's kind of on the line with Todd Zwillick's choice out of The Birdcage. But Rafer, here's a movie mom that probably is totally iconic. You just heard Emily Rams from Bus Magazine talking about Divine and Hairspray. Here's Rafer's first choice. Jumbo, Mrs. Jumbo,
Mrs.
mother
Jumbo.
Of Dumbo in the movie. Why?
I feel so vanilla, but she's just such a wonderful, wonderful mother figure, and Disney is just that beautiful animation. She's so soft and fluid, and also she's the mom who protects her kid from everything, from the nasty kids at the zoo to the other moms who are making fun of little Dumbo for his ears. I mean, the whole reason she gets put
in prison for it.
That's the whole reason, is because she terrorizes those kids, and she's a great protecting, loving mom, and she's kind of the ideal mom figure to me.
So okay. Is Alien. She's protecting. I'm just saying.
Todd, enough with the alien.
Murderous, but protecting.
Emily actually went a little vanilla with your second choice, right, Emily?
I sure did, yeah. I think it's time for a woman to be in this discussion. So far, everybody's favorites are either animation, aliens, or men.
Okay.
But this choice is actually a woman.
And it's a stepmom.
Whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles, and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Very difficult not to sing along there. Step parents generally get the shaft in movies, but Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music. Emily, why?
She was just the most perfect governess ever. She had a song for everything. She was nurturing and creative, and she was just the most amazing stepmom that she made everyone want to have her as their stepmom.
Strange, because she was also a nun. You wouldn't expect it. However, you know, in line with Todd Zwillick's pick of Alien, you know, which, again, no comment about, here's another unusual pick from Rafer. This is somebody that you point to, Rafer.
What have you done to it? What have you done to its eyes?
That is Mia Farrow in Rosemary's Baby.
Now,
please explain this to me, Rafer.
Fantastic choice.
Look, if your son was, let's say, flawed, you'd still love him.
The devil?
But if he were actually Satan, the Lord of Darkness, would you still stick by him? Mia Farrow does in that movie. That to me is love.
Okay, and Emily, let's just go to this last, again, extremely iconic mother, but in probably the opposite end of the spectrum from Mrs. Dumbo. Here's Emily's final choice.
No war! Hang on!
With a really stunning performance of Faye Dunaway. That was Mommy Dearest, something which still gives me anxiety attacks today. Emily, really?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that often cable stations will play Mommy Dearest every Mother's Day. It's such an iconic mother role, and it's just become shorthand for bad motherhood anywhere. Like if you see someone being a bad mom on the street or being especially harsh with their kids, all you have to say to your friend is "no wire hangers ever," and you both know what you're talking about.
Rafer, yeah, you agree with
totally
that?
That's totally true. I mean, it is like one of the great mother figures in the movies. For
However,
sure.
It has colored my view of any Joan Crawford film. I can't see them.
Yes, I know. You have much less goodwill for her now, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay,
I'm calling for Joan Crawford versus Alien in the Mother Showdown. Maybe an arm wrestle to end it all.
We'll have to animate Joan Crawford her. In that fight.
Let's see. I don't know. Between Mia Farrow, Joan Crawford, and Mrs. Jumbo, I don't know. That could be a good fight as well. But I do have a trivia question for both Rafer and Emily. And here it is. Molly Ringwald was with us today talking about mom movies. She played a lot of teenage daughters in her movies. But here's the question. What is the first movie in which she appeared as a mother?
The first movie in which she appeared as a mother.
Yes. Rafer's got nothing. Emily?
I believe it was For Keeps in 1988.
Ding, 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 ding!
Wow. Okay, if there's any change in the original intense red color, this indicates a positive result. Positive! So it's positive.
Yeah. Not positive good, positive bad.
Emily wins, and you may not have known this, Rafer, but what she wins is the ability to... She gets to now name your child who's going to be born
any day. Oh, that's terrific.
Now.
That's terrific. Yeah. That'll take all the pressure off me.
And it looks like it's going to be named...
Darcy Elliott Borowitz.
Mommy Dearest.
Terrific. Terrific. Pick a winner, Emily.
Emily Rams is with Bust Magazine. Thanks for joining us. And Rafer Guzman, of course, Newsday film critic and Takeaway contributor. Thanks to you both. And happy Mother's Day to everyone.
Thanks.
Happy Mother's Day, guys. Now, we all love our moms, of course. So today we're asking you, who is your favorite movie mom? Tell us, won't you? 8778-MY-TAKE or post to the website, thetakeaway.org. And also because of Mother's Day and the documentary Babies that we've been talking about hitting the theaters this weekend, we're asking you to show us what you looked like at your cutest when you were a baby. Upload those baby photos and a picture of what you look like now to thetakeaway.org. I think they're going to upload mine. I sent some in. Do you have yours in, Celeste?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of like actual baby photos, but there's some young pictures.
I was cute.
Of me. There's photos of me and my grandfather.
Now we want to see all of those photos at thetakeaway.org, of course. We aren't going to have a contest like we did when we asked for your dog or cat photos. This is all just for fun. We're not going to judge the baby pictures because really, if there's a contest, I have to say, I'd probably win. I was a cute baby.
What happened? I'm sorry. You just asked for that one. I'm sorry.
That's today's Takeaway Touché right there.
Check out the Takeaway blog for a glimpse on what we're working on. Add your 2 cents as well. You can find posts from us, from contributors and Takeaway guests. Check it out at thetakeaway.org. No, you're a very attractive man.
Why, thank you.
Todd, cast no aspersions on your looks. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I am a slightly wounded and humbled Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry. He's back on Monday. This is The Takeaway.